Chapter 17. The action continues. Jay became desperate. Suddenly, his walk turned into a run to the end of the catwalk.
Help!
He screamed. The audience was alarmed. Carsten Peters was running fast down the catwalk. The catwalk ended. Jay jumped off the end of the catwalk and landed on some people sitting near it. The people screamed, but Jay didn't care. He got up and ran to the exit. He opened the door and ran onto the pavement of a very busy street. Many people were walking along the pavement, and most of them looked at Jay in surprise. Jay wondered why the people were looking at him. Then he remembered he was wearing fancy dress. But there was no time to worry about his clothes. Jay started walking very quickly along the pavement.
Where should I go? He thought. Where's the police station? Why did Marcel have a gun?
Jay looked behind him. Marcel was following him, so Jay started to run. He pushed some people so he could walk faster, but he didn't care. Jay looked behind him again. Marcel was getting closer. There was a red traffic light and a zebra crossing in front of Jay, so he turned into a small street. Marcel was still following him. Jay ran faster and turned more corners, trying to lose Marcel. Finally, Jay couldn't see Marcel anymore, so he stopped to rest.
Where am I? He thought, looking around.
Suddenly, Marcel appeared in the street. He was very close. Jay started to run again, but he couldn't run fast enough. Marcel came behind Jay and pushed him to the ground. The bag fell from under the cape.
I want that bag, Marcel said angrily.
He took Jay's bag, opened it, and put everything onto the pavement. He found the jewellery box, opened it and looked inside. When he saw the jewellery, he closed the box and stood up, ready to run. But he was too late. Two policemen wearing normal clothes handcuffed him.
Thank goodness, thought Jay.
He got up from the pavement slowly because his head hurt.
Where were you? He asked the policeman.
Sorry, Jay, said one of the policemen. We couldn't do anything until our friend here took the jewellery. Now we can arrest him.
You've got a deep cut on the side of your head, Jay, the other policeman said. Do you feel okay?
I feel a little weak, replied Jay. I cut my head when I fell.
Jay put his hand up to his head. The cut was bleeding.
Eve, take Marcel to the police station, said one of the policemen to his colleague. I'll help Jay, and we'll come soon.
All right, Pierre, said Eve.
Pierre helped Jay to put things in his bag. He took a key from the pavement.
Is this the key to Carsten Peters' flat? He asked.
Yes, it is, Jay answered.
The flat is very near. Let's go there and wash that cut on your head, said Pierre. You can also wash the makeup from your face and change your clothes before you come to the police station. You can wear some of Carsten's clothes.
Jay and Pierre walked to the block of flats. The doorman was surprised to see Carsten with a cut on his head. Pierre showed his policeman's card to the doorman, and he and Jay entered the building. The two climbed up to flat 3A, and Pierre opened the door. They couldn't believe their eyes.